Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaking at 30 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela and Mahikeng 29. In KwaZulu-Natal, a manhunt has been launched for those behind the killing of three people in Inanda, north of Durban. The three men, aged between 20 and 30, were gunned down earlier today while standing on the road in Amaoti. Cele Musa Zulu has more.
According to reports, gunmen arrived on foot and opened fire on the victims before fleeing. The circumstances and motive for the killings are unclear at this stage. According to the SAPS, at least 2,000 community members have taken to the streets since the morning. It's unclear at this stage if the victims of the shooting were part of the protest or bystanders. Police say the situation remains calm, with law enforcement officers monitoring it closely. Cele Musa Zulu, Durban.
Meanwhile, in Gauteng, the Portfolio Committee on Community Safety has called on the private security sector to urgently implement stricter firearm regulations. This now follows last week's Sandton restaurant shooting. Last week, Thursday, a businessman and his two bodyguards were killed in a shootout prompted by the prohibition of firearm access to a venue. Committee chairperson is Bandile Masuku.
The committee reiterates its stance on the concerning practice of private individuals moving around with armed private security personnel, often carrying high-caliber automatic rifles. This practice has escalated to dangerous level, posing a risk to public safety.
And if you experienced any issues accessing the social media platform X today, you're not alone. There's been an international on-and-off outage throughout the day. Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband has more.
Here in South Africa, we've seen intermittent outages throughout the day. People in the US, the UK, as far afield as India have complained about outages on the platform. There's no official comment from Twitter on what's causing the outages. Elon Musk has not said anything on his Twitter page either. And not everybody is affected, but it seems to be back now.
And the Health Ombud has found that the Human Resource Department at the Helen Joseph Hospital in Johannesburg is dysfunctional. The Ombudsman released a report following a complaint by former broadcaster Tom London. He was complaining about the staff and bad infrastructure there while he was a patient. Health Ombud Professor Taole Mokwena found that the hospital has unfilled critical vacancies.
The HR department is completely dysfunctional. There was poor working relationship between the HR manager and some of their subordinates. There was a general breakdown of authority within the HR management. Most senior posts, including that of a CEO, are occupied by acting personnel. There's lack of governance in general.
And the Gauteng Department of Health responded via its spokesperson, Motalatale Modiba.
The process of the filling of the CEO post at the facility at Helen Joseph is prioritized for the new financial year. Unfortunately, the only suitable candidate that emerged from the interview process that we recently held declined an offer.
And finally, Kylie Minogue's The Locomotion and Diana Ross's Upside Down are the sounds guaranteed to get King Charles III on the dance floor. The UK monarch revealed today this with the launch of the King's Music Room. He joined forces with Apple to launch the Spotify playlist, and it reveals a surprising appreciation of disco, reggae and Afrobeats, and the songs which get the royal toes tipping. I'm Madeline Fischer. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.